Title, Raga, Phil Transform for Rewind-Worthy Drops in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most fun moments in drama and bass, that raga-leaning pre-drop fill that makes people want to pull it back and hit the rewind. The big idea today is a fill transform. Instead of just writing a busier drum fill, we're going to take a simple two-bar fill and morph it over time. We'll make it feel like the whole track is getting dragged into the drop. Think snare chatter, little percussion answers, hype vocal, and then that final moment of space right before impact. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, drum rack, auto filter, beat repeat, saturator, reverb, plus automation and a quick resampling trick. Beginner friendly, but it's the exact kind of workflow that sounds like you really produced it. First, set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is the zone, but we'll lock to 174. Create four tracks. One MIDI track called Drums and load a drum rack on it. One audio track called Vocal Chops. One audio track called Effects or Impacts. And optionally, one more audio track called Fill Print for resampling. That one's going to be our print, the magic track. Tiny workflow tip. In arrangement view, color your fill clip something bright, like orange. You'll thank yourself later when you're arranging and you need to spot pre-drop energy instantly. Now let's build the foundation groove. In drum rack, load a short punchy kick, a DNB snare or a snare layered with a clap, closed hat, open hat or shaker, and then one rag-flavored perk like a rim, woodblock, conga, anything that has that cheeky syncopation. For the basic drum and bass two-step skeleton, keep it simple. Kick on beat 1, and if you want, add another kick on the end of 2. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Hats can be 8th notes or 16th notes. Here's where the groove starts sounding less programmed. Add ghost notes. Put a very quiet snare tap just before your main snare. And use velocity like it's part of the rhythm, because in this style, velocity is basically your swing. As starter values, keep your main snare hits strong, like 110 up to 127 velocity. Ghost snare is super low, like 20 to 45. Hats around 55 to 85, and vary them so they breathe. If your roll later feels stiff, a quick fix is to accent a simple pattern, every 4th 16th note just a bit louder, and then make the final few hits rise. That tiny human feel ramp does a lot. Next, we create the seed fill. This is important. Keep the seed clean. We're going to get the transformation from devices and automation, not from stacking a million extra hits. Make a two-bar MIDI clip on the drums track right before your drop. In bar 1, keep your groove mostly intact, but in the last half bar, add a small snare roll. Use 16th notes, low velocity, and add one or two raga perks in syncopated spots, like little call and response hits. In bar 2, increase the energy slightly. You can make the roll a touch denser in the last half bar, or just add a couple extra ghost taps. And we're going to plan a vocal call in this bar too, like rewind, selecta, come again, anything that shouts drop incoming. And here is a key coaching note, think in energy lanes, not more notes. We're going to automate contrast, bright to dull, dry to wet, steady to jittery. That's what makes it feel like it's transforming, instead of just getting cluttered. Now we build the fill transform device chain. On the drums track, after drum rack, add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24. Start with the cutoff fairly open, around 12 kHz. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Not too much, just enough to give it a little edge when it sweeps. After that, add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar so it grabs moments occasionally. Grid starts at 1/16. Variation can be low, like 0 to 20%, since we want controlled chaos. Important, set chance to 0% for now. Set mix to 0% for now. That way it's doing nothing until we tell it to. After beat repeat, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is your bite and urgency, without needing to crank the volume. Then add reverb. Size around 25 to 45%. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't get fizzy. And set dry slash wet to 0% for now. We're using it as a throw, not a constant wash. If you want a slightly tighter throw later, use a pre-delay, around 20 to 40 milliseconds, so the transient stays punchy and the tail blooms after. Cool, the chain is on. Now the real magic, automation. Go to arrangement view, and focus on those two bars right before the drop. First, the auto filter sweep, the tension ramp, at the start of bar 1. Keep cutoff open around 12 kHz. By the very end of bar 2, pull it down to around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Optionally, right near the end, Do a tiny resonance bump, just a little, to make it feel like it's locking in. This sweep is that classic feeling of the track narrowing, closing in, getting pulled forward. Second, beat repeat, the density ramp. We only want this to really wake up in the last bar. Automate chants from 0 in bar 1 up to about 25-45% in bar 2. Automate mix from 0 up to about 20-40% in bar 2. Beginner rule, don't go past around 40% mix, because it can swallow your snare authority. You want spice, not soup. Then automate the grid. At the start of bar 2, keep it at 1/16. In the last half bar, switch it to 1/32. That's where you get that frantic stutter acceleration that screams something's about to happen. Third, the reverb throw. Pick the last snare hit before the drop, or a vocal hit. Right on that moment, automate reverb dry/wet to jump quickly from 0 up to about 25-45%, and then come back down to 0 exactly at the drop. That quick tail into space is a huge part of the rewind vibe. It also helps you create a little implied silence without literally muting everything. Now let's add the rag of vocal chop, the call. On the vocal chops track, drop in your vocal phrase. Set warp mode to complex pro for general vocals. Find the best word, like rewind or selecta, and slice it so you have a clean one shot. Place it in bar 2 around beat 3 or 4, right before the final roll peaks. And one arrangement trick, treat the vocal as a cue, not a layer. Try to place it so it answers the snare instead of sitting directly on top of it. Sometimes that means deleting one roll hit so the vocal has a little pocket. For a quick stock vocal chain, EQ8, high pass around 120-200 Hz, saturator, 2-5 dB drive, and echo or delay set to 1/8 or 1/4 with low feedback, around 15-30%. Keep the wet low, like 10-20%, or automate it as a throw just on that last call. Now, the trick that makes it sound finished fast. Print the fill and recompose it. Create the audio track called Fill Print if you haven't already. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record those two bars as audio. Now you're holding the fill as one piece of audio you can sculpt like clay. Here's the classic move, reverse the last quarter bar. Right click that little slice at the end and hit reverse. Instant whoosh into the drop. Then have fade out so it feels intentional. And consider a micro silence right before the drop, even super tiny, like the last eighth note, or even a 10-80 millisecond gap. That space is sacred. The downbeat needs room to land. If you want extra jungle edge, you can add redux very lightly on the printed audio. Subtle downsampling, just enough texture to make it feel gritty, not destroyed. And quick coach note, do a mono check on this fill. If you added reverb and delay and the fill is feeling wide, slap a utility on and temporarily set width to 0%. If your roll disappears in mono, it means all the tension is living in the sides. Pull back the wet, narrow it, or reduce the width so it translates everywhere. Now we set up the impact into the drop, and we do the reset. Right at the drop, you want an instant back to full power moment. So automate auto filter to snap open again at the drop, back up to 12 kHz. Set beat repeat mix straight back to 0. And make sure reverb is back to 0 wet. That hard reset is crucial. If the filter stays closed or the reverb stays on, the drop will feel dull and smaller than it should. On your FX or impacts track, add a crash, a sub drop or low tom hit, and a clean snare hit on the first beat of the drop. If you want to glue that impact stack, you can use drum bus gently, with a little drive, and boom around 30-60 Hz at a careful amount. Then a limiter as a safety catch, not to smash it. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the fill as loud as the drop. If the fill is already full bright and full volume, you've got nowhere to go. Let the fill be slightly lower and more filtered so the drop feels bigger without just turning up the fader. Don't overuse beat repeat. If it's at 70-100% mix, it can destroy the snare's authority. You want controlled chaos, not a total blur. Don't forget the reset. The drop needs that clean, open, dry punch, and don't stack too many elements. A rewind-worthy fill is focused. Roll plus one vocal plus one effect. That's usually enough. Now a quick 15-minute practice challenge, so you can lock this in. At 174 BPM, make a two-bar fill before a drop. Use only auto filter, beat repeat, reverb, and one vocal chop. Automate the filter cutoff down across two bars. Automate beat repeat mix up only in the last bar. Do one reverb throw on the last snare. Resample it and reverse the last quarter bar. Then A and B test. One version without the resample edits, and one with the reverse and micro gap. Pick the one that makes the drop feel bigger at the same loudness, not just the one that's louder. Final recap. You started with a simple seed fill, and you transformed it through automation. Filter sweep down for tension. Beat repeat ramp for energy and acceleration. A quick reverb throw for space. A hard reset at the drop for impact. And then resampling and editing to make it feel engineered and intentional. If you tell me what vibe you're aiming for, like classic Ragga Jungle, modern dancefloor, or dark minimal DNB, and whether you're using clean one-shots or break samples, I can suggest an exact 2-bar MIDI pattern and safer beat repeat settings that fit your sound.